The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Day, and I don't have my microphone turned on. Oh, yes, but it's hump day now, still.
It's Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. I know, the more complex the mind, the simpler the pursuits. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Very first thing I want to put out there, as of last night, Shasta Lake level standing at 979 feet. It is full as 1067, so we're looking mighty good on track
what
to
is it
fill
now?
Her up.
What is it?
979 feet
okay.
above sea level.
So we have less than 100 feet to go to
we're
fill it
inside
up. Have you gone down there and looked at it by any chance?
I did notice in some pictures that were posted on Facebook, the bathtub ring is considerably diminished.
Well, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if it goes all the way to the green?
Well, it would be, we're on track for 90% current trends hold.
Remember what everybody said? It would take us 2 years.
Oh, they said that in 77.
But they said that a couple of years ago. Remember, it's a couple of years ago? And the next year we filled it up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking is, and this is, you know, the great thing about this is that snowpack. That snowpack was supposed to be 125% of what, it, you know, over what it expected.
Now, Shasta Lake is not necessarily fed by snowpack. It's mostly a runoff lake.
Well, I know, but I'm just throwing out that snowpack is out there, too.
That's good news for Folsom and Point South. Folsom Lake has tripled its amount of water storage since the first of the year, which is pretty because it was down to a puddle. Elsewhere in the weather, rain showers becoming a steady rain this afternoon, depending on where you are. You're looking at about 80% chance of rain. Not a lot of accumulation out of this weather system, but more are on the way. Partly cloudy skies for your Tuesday as we head into the weekend, or excuse me, Thursday as we head into the weekend. Off and on sun and clouds for the next several days. Another storm coming in late next week. Right now in Reading, we are at 39 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Chuck and Judy have a great business down there. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. The Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet, it's open to all branches of the military and the general public, will be on February the 19th, 2016. That's right, February 19th, 2016. Quickly get in here. And to get tickets, you give a call to Vince Stevenson, 949-5000. That's 949-5000. And he will tell you how to get tickets for this. Also, you get a chance to enter a drawing for Smith & Wesson MP15, the sporting rifle, you might say, the Smith & Wesson 9mm, a Winchester 12-gauge shotgun, and a Smith & Wesson 40 caliber. I tell you, you have really good chances for that, too. Got a good chance of that. Again, give them a call at 949-5000. And Women's Veterans Alliance is meeting in and Saturday, February the 20th, I'll be okay. Saturday, February the 20th from 9 to 4. This is for women only. And it's Women's and Relaxation Fair for women veterans. Now, we had this last year. Had like 85, 90 veterans show up. Get massages by Marinello School of Beauty, manicures, community resources, learn about veterans benefits, raffle prizes, and lunch is provided. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. So, a lot of that stuff happening. And for more information, check out www.womenveteransalliance.org. Or on Facebook, it's Women Veterans Alliance. So they need to have y'all register and get in there. Last year was a huge success. It was down in the senior center, or the what is that place down in Anderson? The Frontier Senior Center.
Right. Yeah.
And it's going to be this year, but though it's going to be this year, it's going to be in the Veterans Memorial Hall. Good things going on there. All right, Bad Bob. Good morning, and we have got a lot of things going on today. You know, today at 7:30, Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
The guys are having this show this weekend, or Friday. It's
yeah.
going to be hilarious from what I understand.
Yeah, it's improv comedy.
Totally improv. Totally improv.
You got to be on the ball. It's got to be topical, a little bit of regional. So it'll
interacting.
Be interesting to see. Yeah.
Everybody's going to get a chance to be in this. Now, I heard last year that the last time they were there, people laughed so hard, some of them peed in their pants, which made the cleanup afterwards pretty difficult. So, but they are extremely funny. And you've seen this guy 100 times everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's all improv. And that's, I love that. You know, you can give them a subject. So maybe we'll give them a subject. So be thinking of one. Be thinking of a subject to tell these guys today. And just, okay, hey, run on this one. You know, but you just keep your hand over the blink buzzer, of course.
Yeah, California politics. The Sacramento legislature. That could be a show in and of itself.
By itself. Hey, you know, a lot of other things happening around here. You know, they're looking to move, moving forward on taking out those Klamath River dams. That's going to be, that's kind of interesting that, there's people fighting it. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, that takes out, first of all, you take out a dam. And everything that comes out of that dam, all that silt, is going to go downstream.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's true. I mean, it stands to reason it would be true.
Quite a mountain of sludge behind each one of those.
Well, I got offered a chance to bid in on the Benbow Dam. They're taking out over in Humboldt County to move 35,000 tons of busted up concrete.
Hmm.
35,000 tons of busted up concrete. And on that dam, they were, taking out. So you've got these they're taking out, and there's got to be all these years and years and decades of silt built up. Won't that go downrange and kind of like kill anything that's in the river?
That's going to be worse for the fish than the dam was
in
the first
That's
place.
What I'm thinking. So how long does it take that to clean up? We need a dam. We need a dam expert in here.
Yeah.
You know that? We need a damn expert to tell us how this thing can work. Or somebody that's, that's been following this thing. Last night, the best part, not the best part, but one of the things you can always count on. I can always count on my sleep number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. My sleep number setting is 90. That's right, because I have I've injured myself or, pulled a muscle when I was lifting. And tell you what, taking it up to 90 has solved, the problems. Because, when I had it, my sleep number setting at 45. Wasn't doing anything, but I took it up to 90. Man, I wake up the next morning, everything's a lot better. Now it just pops a little. But, the mattress itself, made in America. It's the dual air, so Linda can have her sleep number setting, which is 40, and I can have my sleep number setting, which is 90. So imagine that. That's a kind of a big difference,
mm-hmm.
that she sleeps very comfortably there, and I'm sleeping very comfortably on a much firmer mattress. And I have the ability to do that, but if we lived, if we had just a normal mattress, you couldn't do that.
You'd be stuck.
Be stuck there. And see, this is the best thing about Sleep Number. And besides the fact they're made in the United States, they're rated number one by Consumer Reports, all of this. And they have Sleep IQ technology, which says, hey, you're kind of tossing and turning right at the beginning. Maybe you should change your settings. Anyway, running now at Sleep Number, is you can get the Sleep Number bed and the Sleep IQ technology for under $1,100. That's right, under $1,100. But you need to go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, go see Brian Janis or any of the great professionals in there, find out how to get a good night's sleep. I'm telling you, it's less than if you go out and get your latte every day, you can have this bed, for a lot cheaper, too, than that, and it'll last you for a very long time. Trish has lasted now. She's well over 12 years, and she loves that bed. All right, 7:15 in the morning. It's 38 degrees out there. And do you see we're going to get some rain today? Is that what it's looking like?
Looks like rain showers this afternoon.
All right, and then it's going to start clearing up. And we'll come back. We'll talk about some of the things that are going on. You know, Rand Paul's not running, but we have somebody else that is running. And we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California."
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call into KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at KCNR1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bach, good morning. 7:18 in the morning. Linda is getting is people coming in for the house. We're having the appraisal done in the house because we're refining. So people are coming in today, so she's just kind of picking up my stuff to make sure that, you know, that the guy can actually see the bathroom instead of, you know, on the side where I keep my stuff. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over Properties by Merit and Agent Mary McCurdy. That's right. She wants to help every one of her clients find that perfect house. She's passionate about making sure they do and working with them to make sure they find the right house, they get the loan, everything works. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com or give her a call at 949-1550.
Okay, another guy is running for office around here against LaMalfa.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Can I give the traffic alert?
Oh, yeah, please do that. I'm sorry. After I told you to look it up.
If northbound Highway 273 in the vicinity of Brandstetter is your route up to town, you're going to want to find another way. It's going to be closed for at least the next hour or so. Crash reported just before 7 a.m. with injuries, possibly also involving a stolen vehicle and under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Oh,
that's
wow.
All very early speculative information.
Head-on crash, though, wasn't it?
It was a head-on crash between two vehicles. We're getting this word from the searchlight, so stay tuned, and we will be checking
that for guy it. Was in that fatal car crash that killed that little girl, I think, is going to court for the first time. You know, if you look at his record, the guy that was arrested, how many DUIs does he have? Been driving on a suspended record. Why in the hell is that ass walking around?
Yeah.
Why is he walking
around?
Why would he should have been walking, but why wasn't he in jail? Here's a perfect example. If indeed this man is guilty, this is a perfect example of turning people loose on something like this. So now, instead of it just being wrecks and DUIs, he's killed somebody. He has proven on several occasions that he will not be able to fix himself. So now, the last time he runs into a car, comes over, hits the other car, killing this little girl, and then he strolls off because he's so drunk.
Yeah.
You know, Rand Paul suspends his campaign. Let's first talk about the net. Okay. I am going to boil down into 1.5 minutes the differences between men and women. Okay? Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
All right. There's a show called The Blacklist on TV. Big DVR, because we can get through the commercials. I'm not going to go through all the ramifications of the show, except it's about FBI and The Blacklist. They're going after the bad guys. One of the women in it and the guy, the FBI guy. They have this physical attraction, and it's been going on for 2 seasons, and then they end up in bed together one night. The next day, she does what she thinks is right, but he had said not for anybody to do. But she did it, what she thought was right, and in the scheme of the story. So he fires her off the team, the day after they had, spent the night together. So she's off the team. Well, she comes back, several episodes later, she's back, and they invite her back on the team. And she comes up to him and says, I just want you to know, I read what you wrote about on my personnel report, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate those nice things that got me back on the team. And he looks at her and he says, well, frankly, I don't know what you're talking about, because I don't think you should be on the team. That, okay, now here's the man, because you didn't follow orders. You didn't tell me what was going on, and you disobeyed. So I don't believe I can trust you. This was the man, the logic, the reasons. This is her answer. Well, I appreciate your honesty, so I can be honest too. You weren't that good in bed. And she turns around and walks off. right there, epitomizes the difference, right there. He's using logic. He's telling her this. And she turns around and destroys him with one line. You weren't that good in bed. Boom. And off she walks, and he's like this. I mean, I wish you could have seen his face. He's just kind of like, ha ha, ha ha. What are you going to say? Anyway, I know. I can only say this when Linda's not here.
I just about to say, I'd have heard cracking ice just about now.
Woo! You'd be hear a thumping sound.
That'd
be my rib cage getting elbowed right there. Okay, Johnny Manziel looks like he's gone from the Browns. What do you expect for 5 shots of tequila and 3 hookers and a blonde wig? Where'd you think you were going, Johnny? Now, the question is, who's going to pick up Johnny Manziel? Can he be salvaged? The other thing, Colin Kaepernick has said he wants to be traded to the New York Jets. What do you think about that there, Bad Bob? Did you hear that?
I don't really follow NFL stuff.
Kaepernick is the quarterback for the 49ers. He's had a horrible year. They benched him. He got himself operated on. Now he's saying is that they're bringing in another coach. He says, I want to be traded to the Jets. Now, Brandon Marshall would probably like that. He plays for the Jets. Bernie Madoff. Do we remember Bernie Madoff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This guy pulled off the biggest fraud
in American history that people know of. He got a 150-year sentence in a North Carolina jail. I don't think it's like the hard time jails. But,
yeah.
You know, I could be wrong. But he's got 150 years he's doing there. He's in North Carolina, and he's doing, his lawyer says, well, he's doing as well as could be expected. He's got some heart problems. His wife stopped visiting him several years ago. His grandkids have never come to visit him. And, you know, and he's the, quote, perfect sociopath. Because, you know, now he's saying, well, you know what, yes, I may have cheated those people out of $64 billion. $64 billion from 20,000 investors. And what it was is people were pushing their money onto this guy because, you know, that's the way the scam works. You know, some people at the front get money because of people, you know, it's that huge Ponzi scheme. As more people invest, the people up front get lots of money. Well, this only goes out as far as the investors coming in.
Right.
Well, and that starts coming apart. Guess what? There's no money. There's no investment. He didn't even invest the money. But a lot of people up front were making money, so they're telling their friends, I'm making 25%. So there are people putting in all these millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne Rogers, and what happens usually in these Ponzi schemes, it's a group of people. In this case, it was the Jewish community that would talk to each other, you know, and would tell them how their investments are going. See, what you do is it's a lot of times it's targeted on a specific community that will share the information and force you almost. I know I can't do it. I couldn't do it for less than a million. I can't invest anything unless it's $1 million.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Anyway.
That must be nice.
So, of course, you know, he ruined all these people. Lost everything. You know, Wayne Rogers used to be on, you know, MASH,
yeah.
But became a very famous investment guy. I mean, very, yeah. Very well qualified. Yeah. Just passed away a few months ago. He says Bernie Madoff killed as many Jews as Hitler.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, well, you know, of course, that's a huge exaggeration. But he said he destroyed people on this thing. So anyway, here's Madoff. And Madoff saying, well, no, that was, everything was so unreasonable, but people, they forced me to make these bad decisions. Perfect sociopath.
Yeah, yeah.
They forced me to make those decisions to steal their money. I love it. Now, what do you think?
I was just following orders.
What do you think the other prisoners think of Madoff in this North Carolina prison? Seriously. Oh, by the way, he sells the goodies out of the canteen to everybody. That's his job. It's a plum job. Okay. So what do you think the other prisoners think of this guy?
They probably high-five him for a job well done.
You know what? You're exactly right, but for a couple reasons. One, he pulled off a huge criminal...
He stuck it to the man.
A huge criminal deal, this fraud. Huge. And they admire that. But you know what the other thing they admire him about? He never gave up anybody else. In this, he never blamed. He didn't say, "Oh, well, this guy's in it, and this guy." He didn't blame anybody to get his sentence reduced, and that is a mark of honor. And if you're in the prison society, you didn't rat out.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's Bernie Madoff. They think he's kind of a cool guy in prison, which is good because that's the only place Bernie's going to be for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
he's 77. He's got a 150-year sentence. I just don't see him walking. I don't see him walking out, even if they gave him 50 years off for good time. I don't see that. He's gone. Joe Montes running through his hat in the ring. He's running against LaMalfa. You know, every time somebody does that, Doug LaMalfa goes, oh, okay. In fact, Doug LaMalfa probably is out looking for people to run against him. For the main reason is that it dilutes the votes. He's got his base. That's not going to change. He's got a big base. And now you've got Doug Wright, Gregory Cheadle, and now Joe Montes, who, by the way, just moved. He's from Chico. He moved here from, I think, Washington State 4 or 5 years ago. He's a lawyer. Wants to, he wants to work with the other side. So we're going to have him on and see what's going on with Joe.
I have a...
He's a veteran. He is a veteran, though.
I have an absolute ton of respect for Doug, because I followed his political career from the very first time he ran for assembly when he was still just a relatively unknown rice farmer. And I hope and pray that this advance has not led to hubris on his part. Because when you start dealing with that level of power, even the best of us can fall into that trap. And I haven't seen direct evidence of it. He's being accused of it. And you hope that he manages to keep his heart.
Well, we'll see here. There's a lot of things going on. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Colin and Brad are going to be with us from Friday night, where it's going to be a wild and crazy night on that improv. From the Whose Line Is It Anyway? But we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning, right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. 38 degrees, going up to 47 today. We're going to get some rain. Weather report, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, February 4th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. It is 7:33 in the morning, 38 degrees out there, going up to 47 today with lots of rain coming in. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. I don't know if we have our friends over in the Netherlands that are listening today, but if so, good morning, and hope everything's going well. Hey, this Friday, put on your laugh hat and head on down to the Cascade, because we've got Colin Mockery and Brad Sherwood are going to be here. Those guys from Whose Line Is It Anyway, who were here before and just killed everybody. And on the phone, we've got Brad Sherwood. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Redding?
Yeah, oh, we're so ready. And everybody should put on their laugh hat, their laugh socks, their laugh diaper, their laugh pants.
Well, you know what? You know, especially the laugh diaper, because you guys are so funny, people have peed their pants before.
Yes. So, if we feel like we've failed, if their stomachs don't hurt and their bladders are empty.
There you go. You know what? And, you know, it's just the cleanup afterwards. It takes such a long time, but it's worth it.
Yes, well, we're sponsored by Depends.
Okay.
So, everybody's handed one on their way into the theater. Very important.
Well, you know what?
We don't have to pay the cleaning deposit when the theater.
No, that's okay. I think that's part of the contract, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, everybody talks about you all. Your last show here, people were just, still talking about it. And you're doing and all the things you do. Now, this is total improv, right?
Completely improvised, yes. We write up a menu each night that is ever-changing of what games we're going to play, some games like From Whose Line and some that we've just come up with out of our sick minds. And then everything else is unknown from there on out to us. We, go to the audience for all the suggestions. We bring people up on stage. So we just firmly plant ourselves in a place of what the heck is going on and then turn it into a funny evening.
Okay. So, what's been the oddest night you all have had? I mean, you travel, of course, all over the United States. But have you really had an odd night where people are just kind of sitting there?
Well, I get that, that sort of question all the time, like what was the craziest thing that ever happened or whatever. And the thing is, because every single night we have no idea what's going to happen, there's always sort of this element of crazy. And Colin and I are always in intellectual panic mode because we don't know what's going to happen. So it's almost like every single night is opening night, first show we've ever done. And holy crap, hold on, here we go. It never sticks out like, okay, that one was the one that was unexpected, because they always are.
Always unexpected.
If that makes any sense.
So what you say, that's asked you a lot. Okay, what's never asked? What question's never asked you?
Why does everybody like Colin so much?
Well, why do they?
Haircut.
Well, so why do they?
I don't know. everybody thinks he's just so sweet and so nice and charming and hilarious, and he's just a complete sociopath in his real life. He hates people. He trips young children as they walk by in the airport. It's just unbearable. But everybody thinks he's the sweet Tim Conway, smiling, gentle fellow with no hair.
With no hair. It's you're probably getting tired carrying him all the time, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm the brains and the beauty. That's a lot of work.
Well, I tell you what, those scar marks, those are spur marks on you from him riding you and you having
it's
to keep it going.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, I constantly joke that my entire career has been, surfing on the coattails of Colin. I just wish he would go to some, bigger, higher waves.
Hey, so, when you're... when you're out there and, you come up with your new games, which somebody was telling me it's like mouse traps.
Oh, yeah.
Mouse traps were on the stage.
Yeah, that's the game that won't die. We both hate that game, but we keep playing it because the audience loves it. And after touring for 14 years, the one thing we've learned is that audiences are sadists because they love that game. We basically put 100 live mouse traps on the stage in like a 20-foot by 9-foot rectangle on the stage. That's the performing area. And they're all set. And we put on blindfolds and take off our shoes and socks and, get an audience suggestion and try and do a scene as naturally as possible while we are unfortunately stepping on live mousetraps that are, snapping on the knuckles of our toes and our sides of our feet. And it's really incredibly stupid, but for some reason it makes audiences laugh, kind of like when they were kids, when they would go to see the Harlem Globetrotters, of all of our games, that's probably the least improv-y, but people just love it, so we haven't taken it out of our show.
Do you get a lot of political stuff now?
We do nothing political. If we're in the middle of a scene and something pops into our mind that's a funny swipe at someone, sure, we'll make a Donald Trump joke, but we don't pack any joke or any agenda into like a duffel bag that we carry around on stage. Because for one thing, the world is so polarized.
Yeah.
Right around the time George W. Came into office, basically making fun of presidents went off the table.
Yeah.
When Clinton was in office, you could make fun of Clinton, and the Democrats and the Republicans would laugh. And everybody before that, you could make fun of. all day long. And then something happened, and now half your audience boos and hisses if you say something about a Republican, and the other half boos and hisses if you say something about a Democrat.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting you've noticed that, especially going through there, and you're absolutely right. But I was thinking about
it's not fun anymore. You used to be able to make a Clinton joke, and everybody in the audience would laugh. And since then, so we're generally apolitical anyway because we tend to stay away from, like, you know, we're not going to do a scene that's a suggestion about Miley Cyrus or Kim Kardashian or, you know, Obama. We're just not going to do that. We're going to do scenes about unusual stuff that's happening in, you know, to someone who, what's an occupation someone in the audience has and what's the situation that might happen around here. So we're custom making the show from all their suggestions instead of doing pop culture references and political references,
okay,
which all the stand-ups in the world are doing anyway. So
if somebody said, okay, imagine this. Donald Trump walks into the steam room and sits down. As the steam clears, there's Hillary.
Yes. If someone said that, we say, okay, when you're done imagining that, then we'll do a different scene.
Okay. All right. No, so that's how you handle it. No, that's really cool. So, and you know what? I think you're right, too, because it used to be, kind of humorous. You can make jokes. And then I don't know what has happened now, but people take some kind of visceral delight in seeing the other side get, disemboweled. I'm not sure why that is.
I think people, with the internet, and it's so opinionated, I think people have lost their sense of humor to appreciate something that pokes fun at their belief system, whatever it is, religion, politics, social programs, whatever. So we've become so polarized, and I think the internet helps polarize everyone because you read people's opinions and the snarky ones that disagree with you and the people that do agree with you make you more fervent. And so people just have kind of lost the plot on that. I mean, which is kind of the problem with the world right now is there's so many different groups, trying to live in a world where their viewpoint is the way the whole world lives. And as long as people unrealistically have that goal, no one is going to be happy.
Well, I'm talking to Brad Sherwood, and he and Colin Mockery are going to be here this Friday. And these are like graduates of Whose Line Is It Anyway? The show is totally an improv. And it's great to hear that, there's not going to be any political barbs flying out there. This is going to be jobs and talking to the audience. It's totally improv, totally interactive with the audience. They do have a couple of set pieces, like when they put 100 mouse traps on the stage and then take off their shoes and socks. And every time you, if something happens, you have to take another step into the mouse traps. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us today, because I tell you what, this is going to be a great show. We're going to be there. I know that they've sold a lot of tickets. And
I'm looking forward to it, and if you guys show up, please come backstage and say hi after the show.
Well, you know what? I just absolutely can do that, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you very, very much, and, break a leg out there in a good sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, or at least a toe.
At least a toe.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. You're Brad Sherwood from this big comedy classic that's going to be on Friday. The guys from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Oh, improv. Audiences love it. It's going to be great. So thank you very much. You bet. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans? Get ready for an evening of hilarious comedy with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood February 5th at the Cascade Theater. You've watched them on TV for years. Now witness the incredible comedy of Whose Line Is It Anyway's funniest duo, live. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
There's no point during this show do Brad and I know what's going on.
I think we're ready to get this show started.
Yes. All right.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colin Bach, KCNR. Free Fire Radio. 38 degrees out there. Going to go up to 47 today with rain. It is 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Gary Cad's coming in. I'm getting all the candidates who are running for office. Had all of them except Gary. I'm going to get Gary on, and we want to talk to him. He's a sitting member of the board or the council, and want to talk to him about the Hope Van and all these other things that were going on, and what he wants to do if he continues to win and stay in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee and macchiatos and lattes at Espresso Joe's. Veterans getting discounts right there. It's a veteran-owned business, of course, Tobacco and Brew. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And their walk-in humidor, the ambiance, just walking in, makes you want to just kind of like curl up in the corner. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Help a lot of people in our community, really strong for veterans. And I'm sitting here with, are you Captain... Are you a captain or...
What? No, I'm a...
Lieutenant or chief.
Assistant what? Chief.
Assistant Chief Todd Garr, my buddy from the California Highway Patrol, was just walking by today, so I grabbed him. I know he can't stay very long. A lot of things going on out there.
There are. We got a pretty big crash working on 273 right now about Brandstetter. That's Reading Police Department working that, and... We've had some pretty high-profile incidents lately out on I-5. And
yeah, I just saw something else on I-5, another big rig.
And then add to that all the mudslides we're having, you know, with the fires we had this past summer. We anticipated, especially with El Nino this year, that we'd have a pretty significant mudslide season, and that's proving to be the case. I can tell you Caltrans has got that down to a science. I had... received a photo from a commander yesterday on the slide out on 299,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was going to be closed days, and they had that thing open within hours. So,
oh yeah, they can get in their skip loaders, and they've got 10-wheeler dump trucks running.
Dangerous work, but the engineers say that the material's stabilized, then they do a good job getting it out of there.
Y'all recruiting.
We are recruiting. We just started a class this Monday. We were having 110 cadets. So they've increased it to 130 cadets. And if that proves to be effective for us, we're going to go up to 150 cadets. So it'll be 150 every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
which is a great thing, except, you know, we're a pretty large organization.
You got to recruit them, too.
Yeah, and we don't have enough to we have what we call the shelf, usually candidates that their backgrounds are done, and we're just waiting for an opening to put them in, and we don't have a shelf at all right now, so we have a very tough time just getting that number.
You know, I know we're going to bring in the new chief from up here, and I appreciate that, so we can talk about that. But just being a member of the of your civilian advisory board and hearing this every time we go down there, and it's once a quarter. In fact, we're going down again in March. The problems that the Highway Patrol, well, I guess in all law enforcement agencies are having in finding people, quality people that can pass all the tests.
I mean,
and these are tests like, well, you've got to be drug-free, and you can't be you go into the psychological test, and then the physical test. I mean, you know, the physical test, you could probably work them up to that eventually. But
and we've, you know, the expectation used to be you show up and you need to have yourself ready and prepared for the process. And now, much like the military recruiters are doing, we'll help you through your PT, we call it, to get you ready ahead of time. There's a lot of things we can do. It's just getting people to follow through in the process. So you apply online. It's open right now if you go to CHP website. And then when the testing process comes in one weekend, you'll do a written test, a physical agility test, and then a psych written. And then you go straight from that weekend right into background investigations.
Okay.
So,
now, if people are out there sitting there going, wow, I didn't know that. Do I have to have a college degree?
You don't. No, the CHP, the high school education, is the minimum for us. Veterans, I can tell you, we treat veterans right. You go through the process and you go right to the top of the list, and that's where, you know, we are really getting a lot of great candidates from our veterans.
I know that
home.
You all are targeting in your some of your advertising, I guess, or however you do it, down at Camp Pendleton and out at 29 Palms for all the Marines coming out. But this is for all veterans, my friends. And you've come back and you're kind of going, where am I, should I go? Well, Highway Patrol is a good way to do it. One of the most respected agencies in the United States. You know, y'all are kind of like, you know, many times above the political things that happen.
Well, you know, we try very hard to, serve the public and be a transparent agency. And we've had our missteps here and there. But our commissioner stands up and owns them, and we take care of the issue. And that's really important to us right now as far as, just the public trust that's out there. And, you know, we feel that nationally that's been degraded. And honestly, some of it's been legitimate concerns of the public and police misconduct. And then a large portion of it's just been media hype that there's a story out there. And that's frustrating to us. But we just, you know, want to focus on what we do. We were founded in 1929 to help people get from point A to point B safely. And you know, our mission has expanded tremendously since then, especially some of the Homeland Security issues. And now it all ties in together, though, that you know, when people live or visit California, their safety is our primary concern, whatever that may be, changing a tire, out and sitting with them on the side of the freeway in the middle of the night, or helping them out in an accident scene.
Well, as you know, last two people I've seen the last two CHP cars I've seen on the side of the road were helping people, you know, that were having flat tires and stuff. Not that y'all still aren't parked at the bottom of the five as you're coming down out of the mountains here. Right when you come out of off that last turn and you go into that, you know, that straight stretch right around Lakehead?
When you're dropping into
when
Mountain
you're dropping
Gate.
In, yeah, you're dropping into Mountain Gate and, you know, your speeds come up. And there's a lot of times there might be one of your young men or young ladies out there.
Back in the day, I was known to spend some time in that location myself. So,
and Linda, every time coming down the hill, she goes, watch your speed. It's mainly me, Linda. Watch your speed. We're going around the corner here. It's going into Mountain, you know, Mountain Gate.
So. I was just out at Fort Hood, Texas, seeing my son off on his deployment. We flew out, my wife and I, and then we drove all of his belongings in his vehicle back to California.
Yeah.
And it was amazing along the way, out in the middle of nowhere in Texas. What would it be between? So east of El Paso. I've never seen so many highway patrol and state troopers out there that there were. I don't even know where they live out there, but
wow.
So it was just interesting to see, you know, the different states, and of course you get into California. We rolled into L.A. about 7 a.m, which was not a good thing, and I'm very fortunate to have been able to spend most of my career up here in Northern California. I did some time in Orange County and the
time.
Bay Area.
Did
some time. Did my time down there, but paid my debt to society down south. But it sure makes you appreciate, you know, what we have up here.
It sure does. And again, Highway Patrol is looking for candidates, qualified candidates, to become members of the Highway Patrol. And you are, you're like, what, 8,000? You got 8,000 patrolmen or more than that?
We've got 13,000 employees, and about a little under 10,000 of those are sworn members. So the other being our dispatchers and our mechanics and things like that.
People running the scales and inspection programs and all that. Good people. And so anyway, so if you're interested in something like this, if there's, you know, if you've got an interest, you know, check out the website. But, you know, the application process is easy.
And when we also have a recruitment staff up at our division office, 242-4300, 242-4300. And again, listeners, if you have family members, friends, especially veterans that are getting close to the end of their enlistment, we'd love to talk to them and see if we can get them on the team. We're the largest state police agency in the nation, the fourth largest department in the nation, and we've got a lot of good programs, a lot of good people, and we'd like to have more.
Yeah, big emphasis now on customer service with the Highway Patrol. Make sure that you know that you actually, even though they're pulling you over for something that, as he leaves, it's kind of like, you know, wow, that wasn't bad.
What, you know, one thing our commissioner talks a lot about is being a public servant shouldn't be a bad word, shouldn't be demeaning, because that's exactly what we are.
Yeah, so. Public servant. Bob.
Just had a question. Are most of your pilots military background? Do they come, are there a lot of veterans who become your pilots?
Yes. I'd say our fixed-wing pilots are, by and large, mostly civilian aviators, you know, prior to them flying for us. Our helicopter pilots used to almost exclusively be military, a lot of Vietnam-era pilots. Now, like here locally, of our helicopter pilots that we have, I think about half are prior military. And then the other half are actually guys that were paramedics in what would be, I guess, the left seat of the helicopter, flying around and for years, and then they've transitioned over to the right seat and pilots. So it's been a good
I saw the helicopter, and you all help out the police and the sheriff and all. I saw the helicopter last night, maybe night before last. It was circling with the spotlight on. Usually that means they're searching for somebody. And I just saw that the other night, but I didn't, you know.
We were looking for a tall blonde that was throwing household goods and stuff at her husband. Does a lot of singing down by the river and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, okay.
Took a minute.
No, I kind of knew as soon as he said the tall blonde. So here we go. This is going on here. All right. Okay, the gloves are off.
Uh-huh.
Man, okay, I want those tickets back. Anyway, we're here with Assistant Chief Todd Garr. Highway Patrol up here, and Todd's a homegrown boy. And, in fact, went to school with our friend Gary Hayward.
I did.
From out at the – both of you all enlisted in the Air Force. So thank you for your service, too.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
They're going to have this big, the Red Rancheria big soirees coming up, and it's going to be the villains' costumes this year. So people, dressing up like villains. I didn't know if you were going.
I don't know.
Which villain would you dress up as?
Yeah, you talk about the gloves coming off. There you go, huh?
Of course, I guess you could just put a ticket book in one hand.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. There's certainly some people that
It is Villains Night. So everybody's dressing could be coming.
They are always very creative out there. The staff at both the Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's always fun and interesting to see them get into that. So they have a good time out there at work. So
yeah, they do. Anyway. Todd, we really appreciate what you do for the community, but also in keeping people safe. And I know what your attitude's like. And when the leadership at the top is one of help and assistance and customer service, in the sense of is that, we have these things to do, but you're not automatically a lawbreaker if I pull you over.
Yeah, absolutely. But we come across, the vast majority of the people that we come across are good, decent, hardworking, people. And that's a great thing. And I've talked before about that. you know, our friends at Reading PD and the Sheriff's Office, sometimes they don't, a lot of the people they contact throughout the day are not as friendly to law enforcement and society as what we get, and that we're fortunate for that, too.
You get Mr. and Mrs. California a lot of times. I realize you stop, you know, bad guys, too, but a lot of them are just driving down the road. So, anyway, we appreciate you, appreciate the California Highway Patrol, and if you're looking to enlist, look at their website, and it's a great job, great benefits. So, Todd, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we come back with Gary Cadd. We're going to question him closely about, one, why would he ever want to run again, and two, and when he's running, and if he wins, what did he expect to accomplish this time? So we'll be right back. Colin DeBott, KCNR 1460. This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Another Republican is ending his bid for the White House.
Senator Rand Paul has dropped his 2016 campaign for president. Paul launched his White House bid hoping to improve the Republican Party's appeal with younger and libertarian-leaning voters and to change the way Washington works. But he's shutting down his campaign after a fifth-place finish in the Iowa caucuses.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting on Monday night. Republican Mike Huckabee suspended his presidential campaign. Some Michigan officials on Capitol Hill today testifying about the Flint, Michigan water crisis. Flint resident Leanne Walters, meanwhile, says her home used to be a place of comfort and safety, but no more thanks to the water problems.
It used to be what a home should be, a place of peace and protection from the outside world. That was taken from us, and not just from my family, but from every home and every citizen in Flint.
And that issue is whether officials should have let Flint residents know sooner that corruption in the lead pipes was causing lead to leach into the water supply. A broad weather system spawned some dangerous winds in Alabama and Mississippi on Tuesday. Forecaster Greg Dial is with the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
We had a couple of what we call supercell storms that developed across southern Mississippi and tracked northeast into western Alabama and produced a string of tornadoes.
Farther north, the same system took the form of snow, enough to keep some 100 plow trucks working all night long in Omaha, Nebraska.
As the snow comes down, we'll keep monitoring and running and plowing and salting.
Street Supervisor Austin Rouser spoke to KMTV in Omaha. That same system expected to continue to dump snow and slushy rain in parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic today. One private survey finds U.S. employers added jobs at a steady pace last month, lifted by robust gains in services and construction. The payroll processor ADP says businesses added 205,000 jobs in January, down from 267,000 jobs added the previous month. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
California's Attorney General has added her name now to a long list of parties suing Southern California Gas over a massive out-of-control natural gas leak.
Kamala Harris says the company violated several state laws and failed to report the leak to the necessary agencies for 3 days following its discovery in October. Harris says the leak created a public health and statewide environmental emergency. Southern California Gas is facing over 24 lawsuits over the leak, which has forced thousands of residents from their homes in the Porter Ranch section of Los Angeles. It also spewed over 2,000 tons of methane.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Home Depot is on a hiring spree. The nation's largest home improvement chain says it's hiring more than 80,000 seasonal workers nationwide for its busy spring season. The part-time and full-time jobs include operations and cashier positions across all departments in stores, as well as jobs at its distribution centers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Microsoft is recalling more than 2 million AC power cords for its Surface Pro, Surface Pro 2, and Surface Pro 3 computers. We get more details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The recall notice warns of a potential fire hazard involving the power cords, all of which were sold before March 15, 2015. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says users have reported 56 incidents of cords overheating and catching fire. Five other incidents were reported in which users got an electric shock. Microsoft is offering free replacements for those power cords.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. Fiat Chrysler recalling more than a half million Dodge Chargers worldwide. That's because they can slip off a jack when the tires are being changed. The recall covers Chargers from the 2011 through 2016 model years. That includes about 442,000 cars in the U.S. The company says the body beneath the doors can become deformed during the use of jacks, making the cars unstable. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:05 in the morning here on February the 3rd, 2016. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, we must be having weather today.
We are, in fact, having weather today, and while I'm waiting for the computer to finish updating because it's in the middle of something, I can tell you that we're looking at about 40 degrees in Redding and a chance of showers this afternoon. That will not a lot out of the storm system, but the lake is continuing to come up. We are currently 979 feet above sea level out of a full lake of 1067, so that's very good news for this upcoming summer. This rainstorm will only yield about a quarter of an inch or so in Redding. Then it'll be sun on and off for the next several days. Next chance of a major storm is next Tuesday. Right now in Redding, like I said, 39 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Whether customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy, you've had this business locally owned, locally operated, of course. 365-3793 is the phone number to get a hold of them. Like I said, they take great interest in their customers. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Tomorrow night, Linda's going to be there. She's going to be rocking from 7 to 9 with Romance on the River. And she's been doing this for, a year. And on first Thursday night, but she's also going to be there on the 13th for Valentine's Day weekend. So I think that's going to be a great show. It's going to be a little bit longer show, more. The quality is always great, but there'll be a couple more people in the band. So it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to last longer, different type things. But tomorrow night at Elements Lounge, steak and lobster, $21. Anything you want off the menu, it's just absolutely outstanding. Gary Cadd, you've been there before.
Oh, right? Yes. And Linda and I love the steak and lobster and the singing, the music.
It's a great time for everybody. But you have to make a reservation and give them a call at 243-3377, 243-3377. Okay. Gary Cadd, City Councilman, is here with us and is running for re-election, and we're having all the candidates on.
Yes, I'm running for re-election, and you asked me a question a couple of minutes ago about why are you doing it. Well, the reason I'm doing it is for having conservative history on the council.
Like you're the only conservative, true conservative on the council?
Well, I hate to paint somebody else with a brush.
How about fiscal conservative?
Yeah, I am that. We just had a couple of contracts that came up for us last night, and I voted no on both of them. Basically, they both were three-year duration contracts. And
for what?
They're for the IBEW maintenance and IBEW electric. And
you voted no because what were you all voting on?
Well, we were voting on pay increases, then length of contracts. And I've been saying for the last year or so that I'm not going to vote for anything that's over a two-year length of a contract. And then one of these, I think, had an 8% increase, and one had a 14% increase.
8% increase for 1 year?
No, in over a three-year period.
In 14%?
In a 14%.
So that's almost 5%. That's 5% a year.
Right. 14% was giving back 3.85 of ongoing PARS payment. But
you mean giving back? You mean they're going to pay more into the retirement then?
Well, they were going to. But see, the thing, well, they're going to, because it was a 4-to-1 vote. But you can't, when you need to get money to start paying your unfunded pensions, you can't get a give back from them and then turn around and give them a raise to cover the give back because it zeroes out. I mean,
but doesn't it work off in the longer run, though?
Work off in the longer
run? Well, yeah, because they're getting, if you pay more, I guess if you pay more up front, then that's the more they can retire on, but they're paying that difference back into the PARS. Well, so you're not going to catch, it's not going to catch up.
But it's a push. Whether,
okay.
See, the thing with it is just before these contracts came up, Mr. John Martell, he's a private actuarial that this city contracts with,
mm-hmm.
he was here talking about unfunded pensions and risk mitigation and our total pension problem. And one of the alternatives he gave us was a possibility of bankruptcy. So we either cut back on the number of employees or possibly have bankruptcy by 1920,
there's another way. And you know what this is. You know, it's raising taxes.
Well, that one didn't come up last night.
Oh, but it will. Because if you're... I'm sorry.
No. Well, what he was saying is that Mr. Bertel, is expecting the state legislature and the governor to do something with this by, say, 2018, because the state is underwater like you wouldn't believe. It's $200 billion.
What is the state going to do?
Well, the state legislature could turn around and change the formula on paying the pensions.
State
workers, so would trickle down to all of us.
So they would, what they would do is say that we're going to pay, you've got to pay more into the system.
Right.
Well, then, but they're also, the whole CalPERS is based on a 7.5% return or something like that, right?
Yeah, well then, see, they're playing around with that now. They're wanting, under the risk mitigation, they're wanting to lower that to 6.5%. And for every lowered, when you lower that percentage, it costs us a bundle of money.
Yeah, because it was unrealistic.
Yeah, so in the long run, they're going to lower it, saying we're going to save you money, but it's going to cost you more money. So I mean,
How much does the city own unfunded liabilities?
Well, in unfunded liabilities, I was hoping last night to really get a figure on that because they came up with a figure last night, but that figure is as of June the 30th of 14.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're always CalPERS reports; they're always behind. And he did give us a projection off into the future, but he gave the ongoing payments as well as the unfunded payments. So I have to go back through the CAFR.
Roughly do you think?
Well, I think we're...
It's always been like 300. I've always heard 300 million.
Well, 280, 300 million in CalPERS, and it's about 70 million on the PARS retirement.
It's not going down.
No. Well, no, because, see, the $300 million, $700 million, they have us on a payment plan.
Right.
CalPERS has got a payment plan. It's actually a 30-year plan, 5-year ramp up, 20 years mm-hmm. payment, and then a 5-year ramp down on the far end of it. So that's the 30-year period. That started in 15-16 a year. And mm-hmm. then PARS is roughly $70 million, and they have us on a 11.5-year payment plan, and we're into the second year of that.
So what percentage of every dollar coming into the city is for paying that thing? For paying for salaries, retirement, and health benefits.
Oh, you're talking 73% of the general fund budget now. See, and then of course you've got your utilities, which are separate from the general fund.
Okay. We're here with Gary Cadd, and, you know, unlike everybody else that's running for office, they don't have all these figures at hand because, you know, they haven't been in there, and Gary has been. And there was just another vote last night to give a 15% raise to the electrical workers over 3 years and 8% to Who's the other group? Both sets were
electrical. Well, they're IBEW maintenance and IBEW electrical. But the thing with it is, Carl, is IBEW is an enterprise fund. It's separate from the general fund.
Right.
But these two contracts are always the first two that we start working on. When we start working on the contracts, we work on them, and then we come into the general fund. Mm-hmm. Well, if you give these folks here a raise,
I know, then you go into
the next
other people.
Well, yeah. Where's ours? Which yeah. And you can't blame them. In America,
sure, I can. Sure, we can. But, I mean, come on.
But
I mean, they make. I mean, when you look at the amount, and I'm not talking about guys up there, you know, connecting wires and all this stuff, but I see a bloated administration that we're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, when the average salary income. For the median income here in the city of Reading is like $45,000 for a family of four. Mm-hmm. So don't I mean I'm
yeah,
not you
it,
know
it doesn't compute.
How many administrators do we need?
Well, and the thing with it is you start with these two, then you come over and you start working on the general fund folks, and then you'll work all the way up to the top to the big managers up on top. Well, of course they say, well, wait a minute, now you've given it raises to everybody below us. Now we have to have a raise. So then that the top you're just talking about, that goes up.
Well,
so
has the city council ever turned down a raise?
I think they did maybe back in 2011. I think Patrick Jones was a mayor when that happened, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But they probably have. It's not coming to mind at the moment. But
hey, our guest is Gary Cadd running for Reading City Council. He's a sitting member. He's an incumbent running for re-election. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 3rd of February, 2016, 38 degrees, going up to 47. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, with the weather the way it is, it's still cold, blustery, and it's going to stay like that for a while, and then it starts getting hot. You know, our spring lasts one day. So you need to make sure your HVAC system, both heating and cooling sides, are working. And that's Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. Frankly, I think they're best in the North State for, you know, all the time, since they've been there for 23 years plus. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you've got an emergency, you want to talk to Martin. It's a veteran-owned business, and they guarantee their work there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:16 in the morning.
Celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries February 11th, 12th, and 13th at the fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Mendocino Redwood Company, Murphy Veneer, Hughes Trucking, West Coast Industrial Systems, and Warner Enterprises.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday dinner in February because we are going to the Cottonwood Eatery located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting the house ready. We're having an appraisal come by. And because we're refining the house, and we've got to, and we're doing this because there's a reason for this, and we're going to talk about it because it's not just to refi the house. It's there's a reason behind it that what do we do this that we want to talk to everybody about something. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at NorCal Limo and Boheem Spas. They're giving the ultimate giveaway. NorCal Limo, the Reading's best limo service, is going to pick you up with your loved one. Driving through some of Reading's best areas, most romantic areas out there. Maybe a little parking going on. Just remember, you can hear everything that goes on. Sipping on complimentary champagne, and then you end up at Boheem Spa, where you relax with a couple's massage. You're going to be pampered from head to foot and enjoy a calming, customized experience. How do you get this? You just, it's real simple. Call in here, 605-4567. Give us your name and a phone number. And we enter you for a drawing that will be given that we will pull on, I think, the 13th or that weekend, so that you will then have that opportunity. So give us a call or send an email to molly@kcnr1460.com. Stop by, drop it off. You can fax someone to us at 605-4561 and just put your name and phone number on it, and you automatically go into the drawings. Or just feel free to call us. We'll take, you know, we get 100, 200 people that want to do this. That's great. And then we'll just do that drawing, and you can have a great, great romantic Valentine's Day. Super. Okay. Gary Cadd, who is on the Reading City Council as the incumbent, is also running for re-election. You have, you've got several opponents here. That,
well, there's a number of opponents. One of the reasons that being on the council I really enjoy is political history or political Reading history and things that have gone on. And I want to keep that running to keep that history on the council. And then, excuse me, one of the things I'm going to be running on is an REU initiative that we're hoping is going to be on the ballot in November. And what that basically would do would put together a five-member, community-elected five-member board to oversee Reading Electric Utility, and then the Reading City staff would not be running the utility. It would be the five-member elected board.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, it would be something like its own PUC. I know that the council really doesn't have the expertise to run REU, and I know that we've had some rate increases and some other things that after the rate increase a year ago, and when we voted it down, and the director said that that we really didn't need to do that at that time. And there's some things that we need to have separation on. And then, of course, the utility would be separate from the city and separate from the effects of the general fund. And so we would come from that. And I've been talking to quite a number of people in the community, and I have a feeling this is going to go over really well. So it's something we're looking at. So
the thing about the electric utility, first they were going to come in with some kind of 15% raise, and then it's 1.3. Mm-hmm. And that was unanimous, right?
No.
It wasn't? Did you vote against that one?
I voted 4-1.
Why do we need the 1.5?
We really don't.
We don't?
No.
Well,
is it it was smoke and mirrors. I'm sorry, I got a tickling
that's
in my
okay.
throat. The last issue that came up, I think it was actually 1.5 is what it was, but they put out a finance report, which is nothing more than a cash and accrual report is what it is, and they paid off our bond indebtedness a month early in November.
Mm-hmm.
They usually do it in December. So the REU reserve account had been dwindled down, and the reason it had is because they used that money to build the new facility out on Airport Road. And then I think it was back in October that the council voted to purchase a bond to pay that off and put the money back in the mm-hmm. in the reserve account. Well, they dwindled the money down with the November report, knowing full well that that money from the bond was going to be put into the account in December. So they have a policy put into place that if the general fund gets below, $25 million, that they need to raise rates. Well, with this paying the bond indebtedness a month early and not putting the money from the new bond coming in into the account, it showed the account was $25.1 million. So it was time to raise the.
But if they had waited till the regular time to pay, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, and the thing with it is, a lot of times they come with these reports, and they're maybe 2 or 3 months in a row, mm-hmm. and they're 2 or 3 months, 4 months, 5 months behind. They could actually, at the end of the month, your accountant, at the end of the month, and 5 days into the next month, they know what your accounting was for the previous month.
Sure,
but they come in months later. So we need to bring this up to get more of an accounting. And I know the people in the city of Reading don't really pay that much attention to it, most probably. But this, again, is a public entity. We, the people, own REU.
Anytime you do rate, you raise the rates, it impacts on people.
Sure.
Because they raised that 1.5%. Yet the Social Security index didn't go up.
Mm-mm.
There was no raise for Social Security or for veterans.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing came up that way. And they're saying, oh, because cost of living isn't going up. Well, of course it is. We all know that. It's a blatant lie that it's not going up. I mean, we base it on gas. Really? Well, how about the cost of vegetables and all those things? How about the cost of utilities, which keeps going up? Because at one point we were doing, 5% a year for, 3 or 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
We did that, and now it's 1.5. Well, and you know, and every time I hear that, and I'm thinking to myself, I mean, who's making these decisions?
Well, it was like a comment that was made at council on this 1.5, the most recent one that we just did, that PG&E is raising their rates, I think, 5%. Let's say 5%. I'm not exactly sure what the amount is. But they're raising their rates, and we're only raising ours 1.5.
That's a child's argument.
The thing with it is, if you go back 3 years, 4 years now, there was 3 years there of 7.85
yeah.
increase for the city.
So that's like 23 or 24%, right,
yeah,
total.
24%.
Yeah.
All right. The thing with it is, the very raises that PG&E are making now, those are the raises we made 3, 4, 5 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Because PG&E can't just go out and make a raise. PG&E has to go through the California Public Utilities Commission.
Yeah.
Well, for REU, the Public Utilities Commission is the Reading City Council.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing, too, is, again, they're raising the rates, and nobody else is getting, you know, because of the cost of living, it's going down. Obviously, because there's no, you know, rating. I mean, there's no cost of, you know, of living allowance there, and yet we're raising 1.5. Doesn't seem like a lot, but you know what? You're on a fixed income, or you know, you're retired, and these things, and they keep adding up. Because then, this means over the last 4 years, it's 25%. 25%. Oh well, you know. And when I hear something like, "Well, REU did this," you know what? That's like a little kid saying, "Oh, I can do it because he did it." I mean, that's an argument. If that's an argument, then.
Well,
Bush did it, so it's okay. Bush did it, then I can do it. And it's just like the next. Well, Obama did it, so now I can do it. You know, that's such bull. And when I hear that, I just want to stand up and scream, where in the hell are you people coming from?
Well, the last raise that we had a year ago is when they tried the raise. That's when they wanted to raise the network charge on your bill or the infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
But they wanted to raise that from $13 a month
to $42
a month.
$40. I know. At least you all fought that one down.
And then they also wanted to change the kilowatt price. But what they were doing is they were going to give the upper people a break and the lower people were going to give you a higher rate. Well, voila, the lower people are on fixed income. Those are the people that you're going to hurt the most. So
they live on clouds.
Well, yeah, and then you turn around.
The people here live on clouds.
We're still giving the late fees are still going into the general fund, and the late fees by the state's makeup for the utility, the late fees are to stay with REU and help the poor and the working poor. Those are those people down there that their rates were going to go up had we have passed that. So. It's just like you're saying that at times
the cost of natural gas is going down. Obviously, everything, all petroleum products are going down. Yet we're raising our cost. Is that because of salaries?
Well, that can be part of the thing. They got rid of my Reading Electric Utility Commission, the one that I fought for so many years to get put into place.
Yeah.
All right, they get rid of it, and within a matter of months, they're coming in with this raise that they wanted.
That one on the $40, one.
$13 to $42.
But at least it was voted down. I mean, I swear, you know what? There would have been a recall if they had okayed that.
Well, actually, it wasn't voted down. They voted not to do it at the moment, and it's to come back before the council in February of 2017. They go back and take a look at it again. The
council will be different people.
Well, that's the reason. All right, Carl, that's the reason why I'm running for Reading City Council.
All right. Gary Cadd's our guest. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 3rd of February. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk Hope Van and more.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda Concept Spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatment.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, February 4th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. Linda is working diligently to get us ready for a big event in our house. It is 27 minutes until 9 o'clock. 38 degrees out there, going up to 47 today, and some rain. And, of course, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, a better-known business, as is Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business, best haircuts in town, the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Can't get any better than that. Off Athens Avenue, across, just as you drive in, next to La-Di-Da, hair salon, which you know, the ladies go to. We finally got Rick Hill to switch over to the man side here. So thanks a lot, Rick. Okay, I'm here with Gary Cadd, and I've just made a new vow. I will not let this stuff get to me. I will not sit here and watch my face turn red. That everything is just going to be, oh, really? Yeah, really?
Are we going to tiptoe through the tulips?
No. Let's talk about the Hope Van.
Sure.
That seemed to me a fair ordinance. About if you're going to go out and put a van or anything on the street, everybody else has to. I have to have permits. Everybody else has to have permits. Why? What's wrong with the Hope Van having a permit? I, albeit they do great work, but they can park that anywhere, right? They have been.
Well, the thing that happened was when we brought this issue up at our previous meeting, not last night, but the 2 weeks before. The staff brought it up, brought it before council, but actually none of the participants or the people affected by this zoning ordinance were really contacted or talked to. So it was more or less a surprise to them. So basically what we did last night...
Is this a new ordinance? Hasn't that ordinance been there?
No, this particular one is a new...
So you mean a hot dog stand could go anywhere they wanted to in the city and park?
They have been able to.
So you're talking about any van, any roadside business, or somebody that's a mobile business, a taco bus or anything, they can go anywhere and park.
That's what we were told last night. Yes. Huh. Now what we're doing?
Well, so it's not just two or three things. You're talking about dozens of businesses.
Well, there's quite a list here: the temporary outdoor sales, displays merchandise, promotes activities. Mobile medical, time limitations, caravan, circuses, fairs, outdoor concerts, off-road vehicles. I mean, it's quite entailed what it is. So what we did last night is we took that one section, which is the 0.03 temporary use requirement permits. We took that out of this zone and passed the rest of it, basically because the Historical Society and some of the things they're doing, this needed to be put into place. So
Why did it have to be put in place?
Pardon?
Why did the Historical Society
have
to put it in place?
Well, because this is some updates. You know,
mic there.
There's quite a number of things here, and I'll be quite true for that. I don't have in the top of my head of what...
But you said you had to pull out which section?
We pulled out the section for temporary use requiring permits. This is the Hope Van, the blood source, and all these come under... The ambulances come under this. So we're going to get together and have
ambulances,
them...
Ambulances? You mean if ambulances go to a site to pick up somebody, they got to have a permit?
Well, no, but what if the ambulance sits in the A&W, or the AMPM service station on 273 in Buenaventura? See, if they're going to be sitting in a certain situation, you need to know where they're going to be or whether there's a permit.
Yeah. I mean, and there's what's wrong with that? If you are doing something that impacts on somebody else's business, if a If what you're saying is that a place that's selling, you know, that mobile burrito bus, it can park right here in front of me. It doesn't need a permit. Is that right?
Well, the present way, yes. Now,
so that's wrong.
Well, sure, it's wrong. But then it also it isn't that you go into the city and have the city tell you where you can and can't park. So what we're doing is going back, like with the Hope Van, and to set up places where it's going to park.
Well, that's fine. But see, that's what I mean. But that's
left it open ended is where the city can just make a decision on where they can or can't park. We haven't asked them and brought them in to get their view of where they want to go, where the ambulance is going to go,
Now we're getting into it. So what you're going to do is when you pull that out and you pass this ordinance. It's no teeth to it then. So
we're wanting to put some teeth in direction.
Okay, so what you're going to do is, so you're going to talk to Blood Source and you're going to talk to the Hope Band. What about everybody else?
No, that's why I bring everybody else in.
Anybody that's got a roadside business or the hot dog stand in front of the post office down here, is he one of those too?
Yeah, okay. And
or
then
don't you have to, or do you have to have a permit to be in that one spot? Or just a business permit, you can put it up anywhere, you know, those mobile van things. Here's my thing on this. Hope Van does a lot of good work. So does Blood Source. I mean, I support them 100%. But they can't just park someplace and impact a business unless the business at least, you know, has something to say about this.
What needs to happen, Carl, is we need to try to find that perfect place to where they're not going to impact a business. They're not going to impact a neighborhood. I know the problems downtown down here. It's not very far from
where we're sitting. Well, yeah, we're over here at the Empire Recovery Center, and I've seen them there all the time. I never even think about it. But then again, the station isn't sitting right there. And if I wanted to have a bunch of traffic coming in there, you know, if I had a lot of foot traffic and that became a problem, I could see where a business has a right to complain about
that. Look at the businesses across the street or down the street.
That's right.
You know what's going on. I know a particular lady that works within a block of over there, and she lives probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 blocks, has been explained to me from her job. She walks to work at times. She has a heck of a time walking to work, being accosted. Her daughter's accosted because they live in an area so all the neighborhood. I just happen to know this one isolated person, but the whole area is impacted by this. So we need to be working to get a better handle on what's happening. And this is all, again, what the blueprint is doing.
Okay, well, here's a question here. Does places like the Bloodmobile or the Hope Van, do they have permits to operate? Why?
Oh, they have permit to operate. They probably don't have a permit to park in a particular...
No, I know that. I know that. But, okay, but they do have permits. Somebody
said, sure.
Do they have permits to operate?
Yeah.
Okay. So, see, they have permits to operate. Okay. So, that makes sense. That opens it up to everybody.
Yeah,
so, the hot dog man has to come in there and say, I want to be right here. And then, what do you do? Go out to the post office and the other people around there and say it's okay? What if businesses complain and say, I don't want them there?
No,
like an Empire Recovery Center. Let's just say that people say that.
That's going to have to be taken into consideration.
Well, you know, somebody made a good point is, you know, you get into this not my backyard type stuff. Oh, no, I really like the Hope Van. I just don't want to park in front of my house. Anyway, I mean, it's...
Yeah, no,
okay.
I agree with you. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. See, these are the type of things that have an impact on the community. And you know, you've been looking at this for what? 4 years?
Hmm.
So.
Almost 4 years.
Do you ever get tired of this? You have a lot of 4-to-1 votes there, Gary.
Yeah, it used to be 3-to-2. Well, the thing with it is, Carl, I'm there, and I vote the way my heart leads me to vote, and protecting the people's money. And that's all I can say is, if it's 4-to-1, it's 4-to-1. There's a lot of 5-0s, too.
Yeah, I know. You've run in on the other side, too.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you know what I mean.
And that's
you know what, and frankly, a 5-0 vote, okay, 4-1. I would like to see, I have seen a couple of 3-2s that you and Brent have gone 3-2. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So, obviously, the unfunded liabilities is the biggest thing that's facing us now. And you decided to run again. Okay, you want to protect the people's money. So, but what are some of the things you want to accomplish during the next 4 years?
Oasis Shopping Center, Oasis Town Center needs to be brought forward And one of the things that needs to be done, whenever you go in and you put it, your developer comes in and they want to put a project together, the first thing you do is they go to the city and they work on putting together a city developer project, an agreement together, developmental agreement together. The city and Mr. Levinson have never had a developmental agreement. The city has never worked on putting one together. And the city needs to put that together, because if you're Costco or Freddie Myers or whatever that wants to come into the city, they're going to look and say, well, what kind of agreement do you have, Mr. Developer, with the city to develop infrastructure and develop things? Oh, well, we haven't got that put together yet. Well, that doesn't look good. And the folks that want to do the Oasis Shopping Center have been trying for a long time, and I've been somewhat in the process of what's going on there in the last few months.
So is this going to happen?
It's going to have to happen.
Well,
one of two things is going to happen.
At what point does Costco just say, you know what, we can just go down the road here and get all this stuff done, like so many other businesses have done in Anderson?
That's exactly what has been said. That we can go to Knighton Road, or we could go down to Anderson. Now, the biggest thing that's going to happen, and this is probably going to cause quite an uproar, but the comment was made by me to an individual that if Costco moves to Knighton Road or even goes to Anderson, hello, Sam's Club. We're a big market up here. The market's not big enough for both Sam's Club and Costco. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a Costco guy. I have a Costco card. I trade there. Now, and I'm not wanting to get rid of them at all. I want them to stay in the city of Reading. That's why I'm trying so hard to get this thing running.
So what do you mean? You're talking about that Super Walmart out there in Anderson? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Sam's Club. You mean to be another?
No, Sam's Club is the big box store for Walmart.
Right. You're saying one of those would move in?
One of those could come here. It's possible they could come here if Costco leaves the city.
Did you know that Walmart closed 267 stores?
I realize that.
They put 14 cashiers out of business.
14.
Hey, we've got to take a break. I'm here with Gary Katz. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm here with Gary Katz running for re-election. And one of the things he says, the big thing he wants to work on is get this Costco thing done. There's other questions that are coming up. If you have a question for Gary, give us a call, 605-4567. Put it in the chat room. We'll ask Gary on the reason and some of the other things that he's going to accomplish and wants to accomplish on the other side. We'll be right back.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Reading, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry.
I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans. Get ready for an evening of hilarious comedy with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood February 5th at the Cascade Theater. You've watched them on TV for years. Now witness the incredible comedy of Whose Line Is It Anyway's funniest duo live. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
There's no point during this show do Brad and I know what's going on.
I think we're ready to get this show started.
All right.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call into KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 11 minutes and 34 seconds until the hour of 9 o'clock here on February the 3rd, 2016. It's 40 degrees right now, going up to 47. We're going to have rain today, but it's going to start clearing up this weekend. We're going to have a great weekend. The 979 feet of water in Lake Shasta, and it can go all the way up to 1067. It would be great to fill that place up. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Any type of gun, any type of customized weapon that you're looking for gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry and hunter safety, all the accessories you need for shooting, optics, cases, reloading equipment, all of it with great customer service. Locally owned, locally operated. Don't go to the big box stores. Give these guys a chance to meet those prices, and they will at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani has done a great job there. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur. They give great veterans discounts there. And just say, hey, I'm a veteran. Boom, you get money off. Hey, I'm here with Gary Cadd. It's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. We talked about you want to get that Costco thing going and get that thing finished.
We'll get it.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
Both to you and Gary. I just have a statement that probably Gary will react to. But I was born in this town, and I'm in my 70s, and I spent 8 years, two terms on a school board, and I never wanted to be a rubber stamp. I always tried to be my own man, and my philosophy was what was best for students. And I know Gary personally, and when he says he's looking out for the community and the members in the city of Redding community, he means it. I worked with him on committees outside of the city related to smog filters on trucks, and I know also that he is involved in just supporting the community because I see him out at different events, and the most recent one was a German dinner at the Classic Cafe. He and his wife came in, and I was there with my son and daughter, granddaughter, and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to say is, when he talks about being for and looking out for the people of the city, he really does. And so I never worry if it's a 4-1 vote because I understand exactly what's going on. And I thank you for listening to me.
Okay, Howard. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Howard. I appreciate that. Yeah, and it's always fun to go down and stop in and have lunch and dinner and see Kathy and Molly and all the folks in there. So
Kathy and Millie.
I'm sorry, Millie, yes.
We have Molly works here.
Right.
You know what? You can get SOS there. and a lot of mornings. Even though it's not on the menu, a lot of times you can go in there and have that if you like that. Classic Cafe. Great people there doing a lot. Okay, Gary. All right. The Oasis thing, you want to put the you're working real hard on the unfunded liabilities. You got Oasis. What are the things? What about the permitting process and bringing business? We got Stillwater out there, which it's got strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was thinking about buying 5 acres and putting blueberries in there.
Yeah, well, so you have to buy a whole lot.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about bringing in a goat farm. What about putting in a temporary jail out there?
Well, that would be a great idea. You know, the thing with it is, we need more beds.
I've got the plan. I know how
to do it. You want me on my ride-alongs with the police department?
We just arrested 5 or 6 people here for that murder of this guy in town. The police have done a great job. But you know what? All these people have been in trouble before. All these people have been in and out and released.
Mm-hmm.
This guy that killed that young lady or killed that little girl in and out of the jails. DUI. Yeah, we need more space.
And then we've got the governor coming out now that he wants to let more people out of prison on nonviolent crimes.
Okay, so let's talk about the blueprint for safety. Sure. What do you see on that?
What do I see on
it? Yeah, what do you see on that? I mean, they're talking about, it's got to be a holistic approach.
Well, the whole thing boils down to it is, what do I see? Not much, because I haven't been involved in any of it. Haven't been allowed to be involved in the biggest part of it. But if you recall, a year ago, when we first decided that we were going to spend the $150,000, $55,000on this project, I said, to do nothing right now is simply not an option. And I said, we'll wait a year and still not have done nothing. Well, the year's gone by and we still really haven't done anything. And I think
about it.
Well, yeah, but talking doesn't get the people off the street. Talking doesn't help somebody from keeping somebody from breaking somebody's house or stealing a bike.
They're saying is if you can, but if you do, part of it should go to mental health. But what this was, isn't this a way to city council? So you can look at it and say, we need to raise taxes. And if we raise this much in taxes, we can go, and here's our blueprint for putting this money into all these things. I mean, this is for a tax raise, this whole study, right?
Well, the thing with it was that a year ago at the same time when they first started talking about the blueprint, there were some individuals in the city were pushing me real heavy to be the fifth vote before the council on an emergency vote. Because, see, you have to have a fifth vote, or an emergency vote takes 5 votes. To have a special election for a tax increase, because the tax increases are supposed to be on the same ballot that you elect members of that governing body. Well, I wouldn't do it because they wanted to do that first and then go back and write up the tax.
That was a stupid thing. You can't do that because you need to know at least where you want to spend the money. So, okay, so now they have that. Here's your blueprint.
Do they actually know where they want to spend the money at this point?
I don't know, but at least you've got a blueprint. I mean, you spent $150,000, city council. So, but aren't they saying, this is what it should be? Chief Paletti says, well, I don't agree with, some of your assumptions here. I don't know if it even says we need more beds. I think it does. But it says we need more community police officers.
No, actually it says he doesn't need any more officers.
It's a community service officers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, all this takes money. So when can we expect to see a plan from the city council on this?
Carl, I really hate to make this statement to you, but I have no flipping idea because I'm not a part of it. I'm not allowed to be a part of it.
You mean 4 other people are part of it and you're not allowed
I have,
to?
No, the thing with it is I cannot say 4 other people. I really don't know. Mr. Starman, Mr. Weaver, Mr. Dahl, Mr. Roman, some of these folks are on a committee.
Mr. Lee, they're on a committee putting things together.
Then they're going to come and tell us, this is what we want to do.
Okay.
But where's the discourse from within the public?
How come there are no women on that committee?
You need to talk to them. No, but you see my
just
point?
Wondering.
It is. Well, I understand what you're saying.
Women have brains.
Exactly right.
Jeez, I mean, you would think there'd be like a woman on that. I mean, we brought women in, to deal with counter-terrorists. I mean, they think asymmetrically. They're great ideas.
Well, my wife and I go round and round. I mean,
anyway, so you and Missy and Kristen and Francie really aren't going to know anything until they bring it out.
Well, the other ones you just mentioned, I don't know because I don't know what they're doing. We really don't talk a lot. There's not really a lot of discourse between the 4 of them and myself. And I do talk upon occasions to Mr. Starman. So, I mean, I hate to say that, but it's the truth. And you want the truth from me.
Of course. So have you Is there a wall there, Gary, that'll never be
Well, you know, the thing that I can say is since that Mayor MacArthur has taken over the mayorship, and this is not really meant to be a slam at Mrs. Sullivan, but Mayor MacArthur has been a little more open in allowing me to speak in order, and so the courtesy of the council has changed in the last month.
Yeah, you know, isn't that funny how all these people weren't allowed to speak and all that because of the of the lack of courtesy from that unwashed public that wanted to come out and speak, and yet if you use the quotes that I've heard the city council using against each other, maybe you all should have your own time out.
Oh, no doubt.
maybe you shouldn't be allowed to speak until the end of the. Oh no, that's right. Okay, well, Gary, you know what, Gary, you've got 4 years of experience here. We've got two spots. Are up for grabs right now. It's going to be an interesting contest. Would you like to debate these other people?
Oh, of course.
Of course. Okay, so what we're going to try and do, you know, via us and our Shasta County Arts Council and the TV, mm-hmm. is host a series of these before.
Please do.
Before now, between now and November, because there's no primary on this, mm-hmm. so you're all running through November, mm-hmm. just as we are for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and all this. I'd like to get everybody out, get you all in the same place, have a nice, a polite, civil discourse for the city council to see what everybody stands for.
I am totally looking forward to it, and if you have, what, two or three or four, that's fine.
Well, that's
me.
What I think we need to have, at least starting in June, at least one a month, mm-hmm. so everybody can get there and see what people really stand for here. Okay, tomorrow I've got Trish Clark coming in here and a couple other big surprises and Thursday. Anyway, everybody, thanks a lot for being here with us today. Be careful out there in the rain, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The field of Republican presidential candidates narrowed a bit more today. Rand Paul has dropped out of the race. The main thrust of his campaign, as he explained several months ago, was shrinking the size and scope of the federal government.
I want a government so small I can barely see it. I want a government so small that the individual has a chance to thrive and prosper.
Paul says from now on, he'll focus on his Senate re-election campaign in Kentucky. Donald Trump says there should be a do-over in Iowa because, according to Trump, Ted Cruz won the caucuses through fraud. Trump claims the Cruz campaign told Iowa voters that Ben Carson was dropping out of the race, thereby stealing Carson's votes. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he may challenge Hillary Clinton's narrow win in the Iowa caucuses.
We're looking at it right now, but the important point is that at the end of the day,